Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Brand Sisters. I'm Alexis.
I'm Claire.
And today we're going to talk about creating copy that connects. And copy is the way you express yourself, right? It's the words that you use, whether that's in social media, emails, brochures, proposals, websites, blog articles, everywhere. I mean, seriously, even like text messages, right? And we're obviously talking about in relationship to your brand, but like everything that you do, that you write to your audience, clients, colleagues, or anything. And specifically, when we're talking about marketing, we want to make sure that we're creating copy that does connect with our audience and that we're not just writing. And I think this is really, really hard for some people.
Yeah.
Because they feel like the first thing I hear is like, I'm not good at writing. Or I think a lot of people get stumped and they'll write and then they overthink and then they overanalyze and they're perfectionists about it and then don't put anything out there. And then that cycle of discouragement continues.
Well, or, and you just don't think that like it matters in all the places.
That's a good point too.
Like you feel like it's like, okay, on my website, yes, for sure. Or like on your blog post, yes, for sure. But then like on social media, like who cares? You know, like you just don't think that it like translates literally everywhere that your brand is present.
Yeah. And it does matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it matters everywhere. And I think that if you work on some foundational elements of your brand, creating copy that connects is a lot, it's less challenging when you work on creating some of those things. And I think, like, if we can take the analogy of Goldilocks.
Oh,
yes. You don't want your copy to be, like, too hot, right? Where you're, like, coming on in a way that's, like, not authentic. And you're just, like, overdoing it. You don't want it to be too little, even in, like, quantity or sterility. You want it to be just right. And the just right looks different for every brand. Absolutely. Like, it's not that there's, like, a one-size-fits-all or, like, you need to do it this way. But the just right needs to be really represent you and connect with your audience. And we really need great copy to humanize our brand and to build connection. So here are some of my tips to create copy that connects. Number one is define your objective. So just like before you go at it, think about, what am I doing? What is the point of this? You want to be clear and concise, because I think a lot of times what happens is we veer and we go off and off track and like here and like too much or too little. So you want to make sure that you're creating a really clear objective, even if it's just a moment of like intentionality, like what am I doing right now? What is the point of what I'm doing? So you make sure you stick to that point.
That's like, I feel like that should be like the golden rule or something like that. You know, I feel like that's so easy not to do, to over-explain. I talk about this so much with clients, like over-explain, like sharing too many details, you know, like simple is always better.
Absolutely. Cause you want to take, you want people to be able to digest it, whatever it is, either it's informational, instructional, whatever it is. The second one is to really make sure you define the space that you're using it for. Is this going to be on my website? Is this social media? Is it in a brochure? Is it in a piece of marketing material? You need to make sure that, because that copy might look different. I mean, it definitely would look different depending on the space that you're writing and using it for. And it's not that you can't use similar copy in different places. Of course, absolutely that you can. But whatever your objective is, you want to make sure you're defining the space that you're using it for as well.
How would you, can you give more detail on that? Like, how would that be different?
So let's say you're giving information on how to create copy that connects. My blog post on this is going to be detailed. It's going to give examples. It's going to be instructional, step by steps. Like, I may show examples. My social media post on copy that connects is going to be a little bit more informal because our audience on social media may be a little bit more informal. I'm going to be condensed in my information because I don't want to lose people's
attention, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to shift. I'm going to modify. Mm-hmm. I may speak like more informally. If I show up on stories talking about copy that connects, I'm going to try to be relatable and, mm-hmm. And again, even more informal yeah. than in my social media post, mm. and obviously far less formal than the blog post. Right, does that make sense? So yes, like formality totally. Is a lot mm-hmm. to do with that. It kind of leads me into my third point, know who you're writing to. Mm. So, like your social media copy that you're writing in a slightly more informal way, depending on who your audience is I'm going to use different language than if I'm trying to close a deal. Mm. Again, depending on who the client is. Mm-hmm. But so if we're like in email correspondence about details about a budget or mm. details about a proposal, that language is going to look different than if I'm showing up on stories mm-hmm. talking about something specifically mm-hmm. because it's a different audience.
Right.
It's a different, you know, I'm writing or communicating with someone in a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's so important that like, you know, so let's just cover those four before mm-hmm. we start writing. Objective, mm-hmm. where you're writing, and then who you're writing to. Mm. Those three things are really different.
Totally.
In different circumstances.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, take the subject or whatever. Let's just not take a subject necessarily, but like the way you speak when we were in school, the way you speak to like your peers on the playground mm-hmm. is different than you're going to talk to your principal. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're even talking about the same things, mm-hmm. but you're going to speak in a different way because like the audience is different.
Totally.
You know? So it's just a natural thing yeah. to make sure yeah. you're making distinguishing points between those things.
Right.
Okay. The fourth step is really, we're getting into the application part, which is to use your brand voice. Mm. We have another episode that talks about how to define your brand voice, how to really get there. But your brand voice should be infused in all of your copy, mm-hmm. in every channel. In every way that you're communicating, your voice should be apparent. Mm-hmm. So people get an experience of actually you mm-hmm. and you don't sound sterile mm-hmm. or like you're trying to be something that you're not.
Well, I feel like that would also be really important too, because you don't know where, first of all, you're going to get like your customers or clients or whatever from. Mm-hmm. Like it could be from social media, it could be from your website, it could be, you know, from them seeing you on a brochure or whatever, you know, but like if you're not consistent in who you are and how you communicate, your ideal client may miss you. Right. You know, like you might have shared like a reel that like someone that would be an awesome client, you know, for you is going to see. But if like you weren't really using your brand voice or just kind of off brand or whatever, like they might not
exactly
really see you.
Exactly.
So it's a wasted opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a great point. The actionable step is to draft it out without feeling like it needs to be perfect. Mm. Listen, like as English teacher too, this is something that like, just get it out on the paper or whatever it is that you're
yeah.
not necessarily getting out. If you get stuck in trying to be perfect or having the perfect flow or like using the right words, it's not going to get out. It's like, you need to just, take the plug off mm-hmm. and just let it flow. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's just really the first step mm-hmm. is to like get it out there. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it being perfect. You may need to clean it up. You will need to clean it up, mm-hmm. but just get it out there. Like let the content flow mm. in like your own voice. Don't worry about the formality part of it. Just let it go.
I think that's a really, really wise like step that I feel like a lot of people probably skip, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe think is like, understood, but I feel like a lot of people don't actually do that. And then like you end up, you're like filtering or you're trying to filter yes. and like censor and, you know, organize as you're bringing it out. But there is like so much of that like intuitive flow that like, yes. you just need to like let out first. And then it's so much easier to like go through and be like, okay, I'm going to take this part out and change this word right. or whatever. But like letting all that goodness come out, you right. know, because I feel like with us, as we were building our brand and everything, a lot of it just came out of like our natural conversation mm-hmm. where you're not like, you know, analyzing or criticizing or whatever, critiquing everything that comes out.
Exactly. And I just want to affirm again in a little bit of a different way, this doesn't have anything to do with you being a good writer. Mm. Like this is about you expressing your thoughts, mm-hmm. or I mean, thoughts may be a little bit too broad, but I mean, whatever the objective is, mm-hmm. it's about your expression of mm-hmm. that. And everybody has the ability to express their ideas. Mm-hmm. A lot of us keep it in our head. A lot of us overtalk mm-hmm. things. Some of us speak informally. Some of us speak formally. It's not, that's just a part of your personality, but everybody has the ability to express ideas. Mm-hmm. This is just an expression of your ideas. Mm. I don't want to hear, I'm not a good writer. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Right.
So just to get those things out. Mm-hmm. The next then is to revise. Mm-hmm. Then now we work on the revisions yeah. and we cut, and then we cut more mm-hmm. and then we cut more.
Yeah.
Because the more fluff that's in there, the less you're heard. Mm-hmm. You need to really be concise. You talk a lot about this with so many different things, but we don't have that much time to get people's attention mm-hmm. and it has to be good enough to keep their attention. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously there's like a place for long-winded yeah. copy, sure. But the whole point is the essentials. Mm-hmm. What are the essentials mm-hmm. of whatever your objective is? Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's even just the area where like you get some outside support, you know?
Because yes.
I feel like that's the part that can be really daunting. And I feel like it takes like one obstacle out if you're just like, okay, I'm just going to let this flow out and then I'm going to have someone else mm-hmm. like carry that burden of like helping me organize it, like getting a copywriter or even just someone that you trust that,
yeah,
you know, is more like organized or that's like easier for them, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many different people that you can actually hire to work on this, to edit or just support. Like that can be VAs, like mm-hmm. copywriters. And it also like, if that seems intimidating in itself, like asking a friend mm-hmm. or like a peer or spouse or whatever mm-hmm. to like, hey, can you check this over?
Yeah.
But I also think in regards to that, it's very important when you're asking somebody to check things over that you're very specific mm. about what you want them to look for. Mm-hmm. Because I think that sometimes when we ask someone to check something over, they may not stick to the point. And then it makes you like second guess and you're like, no, that's not even what I needed you to look for. Mm-hmm. Like, so like, can you check this over for grammar? Mm-hmm. Can you check this over for clarity? Mm-hmm. Can you make sure that you understand the flow? Mm-hmm. So like, just be specific about mm-hmm. asking, because
really
sometimes you don't want to invite people in. Like, I'm thinking about somebody that may not be in your industry mm-hmm. and they're like, yeah. what? I don't get that. And
yeah.
you're like, no, but that's fine. I don't yeah. need you to get yeah. that, you know? Mm-hmm. So just be really clear and smart about who you're asking
yeah. Yeah.
to look over it. Mm-hmm. The next step is to really swap out or to modify for brand voice. So you want to swap out. So one of the things that I think is, here's a clear task that you can do. Look at your verbs or your action words mm-hmm. and make sure they're vivid mm. and reflect your brand voice. Mm. So like the kind of words that are going to pop are verbs and adjectives. So mm-hmm. your descriptive words and your action words. So instead of using like a boring verb that doesn't like show your brand voice, like talk to your client. Mm-hmm. What's another word that we can use for instead of just talk, mm-hmm. right? Is there something else that reflects? So we talk a lot about like soul connection and mm-hmm. those type of things and connecting, not mm-hmm. just like talking. So I might use connect with your client. Mm-hmm. Now I might think of like an adjective that would work for what type of client? Mm-hmm. How do I want to describe that type of client? Your soulmate client. That mm-hmm. would be, look what I just did there. Instead of talk to your client, connect with your soulmate client. Mm,
that's great.
It really
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
Because number one, that fully reflects who we are as a business. Mm-hmm. And it also gets the objective across in a way that's so much more clear mm-hmm. and also exciting. Mm-hmm. Like connect mm-hmm. and soulmate sound so much better than talk and no adjective whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
So I am not saying go through every single sentence yeah. and do this, but when you're talking about like maybe you're, again, depending on the objective and where you're putting this, like a headline mm-hmm. or steps, maybe you could be more descriptive and on brand mm-hmm. for those type of statements or phrases. Mm-hmm. And then finally, let it go.
Mm.
you need to let it out there in the world and let it go. And this is one of the hardest things, because this is the other place that we get stuck. Like, is it perfect enough? Did I do it? Did I revise it enough? Are they going to like it? I don't think it's good enough. And then you just pause and you put work into something that you don't feel like it's probably never going to be good enough. For those of us that are perfectionists, like, we're just, it's probably never going to be good enough. And that's like, you have to let things go. And you also have to remember that you can revise or revisit. So like certain things, like our brand proposal, we've changed our proposal template so many times because it's a continual working thing, not because it's not good, because we're like, how can we make this part more concise? Or ooh, let's swap out this review. Web copy. Continually changing little things. Does it continually reflect me? Like, these are not static things. Like, things can be modified in the future as you grow and evolve, or want to add more, add an addendum. But to really make sure that you have the ability to let it go and to put it out there, like whatever it is, like whichever of those things.
I think the point that you made of like, if you're making a modification, doesn't mean what you had originally was bad. Like, that's like such a an important thing to remember. I think that like what you're producing, perfection just needs to be taken off the table, you know, like it, there's no such thing. So just like get over it, you know, and like says the, you know, we're both obviously very perfectionistic in a lot of ways, but like just being grateful, you know, for like what has been created, and know that like there's going to be a natural evolution with it, you know, like we wouldn't be satisfied with what we had done on our website originally, or like my website years ago. Like that's just, it's not that it wasn't, it was great for me at the time, but like, there's just that natural change. Like change is good, you know? And like, if you can be okay with that, then like, I think that this kind of stuff will just come out so much more naturally.
I also want to add on to, you had said, doesn't mean that it wasn't good, or maybe it wasn't good. And that's okay too. Like, that's all right. Like I think about stuff that I had wrote, and I'm talking more formal stuff. Like, let's think about like my website, like social media is more, I'm okay with being very imperfect there. But copy that I had written for like website, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, this was like, this wasn't very engaging, and that's okay. Like, we also have to accept that, like, not just the growth and you're going to keep getting better and growing this way, but like sometimes maybe it wasn't good, and that's okay.
And you're catching it now, thankfully.
Like,
and you're able to,
but you know what, you put it out there. And good for you that like you got that step. Because again, I think like with a lot of these tips and steps that we're providing, it's to help people unleash, let go, get out of the gate. Like, you know, because I think that we let those tendencies of trying to be perfect or not having it done the right way or not in the help stop us from getting out, and getting out is what eventually is going to lead us to growth. But like, you got to just fly the nest.
Fly the coop.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you fly the, you jump off of the nest. But that's not a saying.
No, obviously. I have chickens, and that's, they don't.
You fly the coop. We'll look it up after.
Point is to get out there. And work on the copy that connects, but really make sure that you're taking that first step to get out there and to let things go. Because ultimately, I think that alone is an opportunity to connect. Like, you're opening the door, creating the invitation.
And perfection isn't relatable. Like, you want to, you want to connect with people, and perfectionism isn't, or
no,
perfection isn't connecting, right?
No, that's creating a facade
and a barrier.
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, that's honestly, that's just so beautiful that, you know, copy that connects is really about barriers down, connecting with who you are. And that's really the objective. I mean, that's really like everything that we try to do and encourage our clients to do in their own way too. So you can read more, a little bit more about these steps on our blog post. You can listen to our podcast, watch us on YouTube. You can follow us on social media, on Pinterest, TikTok, and Instagram. And just go get it. Let it open.
Fly the nest.
Fly the nest to the coop, whatever the coop. You're flying. And just let that copy out there. We'll see you guys next time.